Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 325 for Friday, March 27th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were moving lower Friday morning, following the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Canola values were anywhere from $1.50 to $4.50 lower, the May contract down $1.60 at $452.30 per ton. Further downward pressure came from the weakness seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures overnight. The large global oilseed supply situation and expectations of record soybean acreage in the U.S. this spring were also bearish. The USDA will release their first planting projections report for 2015-16 on Tuesday, March 31st. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive for canola as it made more attractive to offshore buyers. Steady commercial demand and the need to keep a weather premium in the market ahead of spring seeding also limited the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line. Chicago soybean values were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower, May down 3.5 cents at $9.71 a bushel. The upswing in the value of the U.S. dollar weighed on prices, as did reports of favorable weather for South America's soybean crop. The large global oilseed supply situation and expectations that U.S. farmers will seed more soybeans this spring further undermined values. However, steady demand was helping to limit the downside. Corn futures were narrowly mixed in Chicago. Values were anywhere from 1 cent lower to 0.5 cent higher, May down 0.25 cent at $3.91 a bushel. Some of the weakness was linked to spillover pressure from the decline seen in Chicago soybeans. The stronger U.S. dollar index was also bearish, as it made U.S. corn less attractive on the export market. On the other side, the trade is still anticipating a large cut to U.S. corn acreage this spring, which was supportive. Spillover support also came from the advances seen in wheat. Chicago wheat values were sharply higher, consolidating, seeing an upward correction after Thursday's large losses. Values were anywhere from 1 to 6 cents higher, May up 5.5 cents at $5.75 a bushel. Oversold price sentiment and short covering ahead of the weekend were providing support for values. Traders were being cautious as weather over the weekend will be a key factor for the U.S. winter wheat crop. On the other side, the strong U.S. dollar was bearish as it discouraged export sales of U.S. wheat. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada, and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, March 27th. I'm Taryn Shields.